Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
A Swine Health Information Center-funded Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project study is shedding light on the incidence of Seneca virus A in U.S. swine herds. First of all, what is Seneca virus A? What are the animal health implications of this infection? And what are the animal movement implications and why?
Seneca A virus is a viral disease of pigs, and commonly known as SVA. It was first described in the 2000s, but in 2015, there was the outbreak in the United States that really raised the attention of it as a disease of pigs. The virus has a short incubation period of 3 to 5 days after exposure, and clinical signs in adult animals include lameness, lethargy, but more importantly, you can see blisters or vesicles on both the feet and snout or nose of animals. Also, you can see clinical signs in baby pigs, which can include increased death loss, severe diarrhea, and so it does have animal health implications. The other concern is that once an adult animal is infected, it can stay for a long time within the tonsils and can cause problems with transmission long after clinical signs have gone away. And so this does impact animal movements, and transmission does seem to occur through animal movements, movements and people interaction, deadhaul, and even vectors such as flies. But the most important thing to understand about SVA is that this virus can also resemble a foreign animal disease, foot and mouth disease virus. And so it's very important to be aware of these two viruses and take steps when noted.
What prompted the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project study, and what were its objectives?
This study was run because the data on national occurrence of SVA in the U.S. swine herd was relatively limited. And so the team of Dr. Corzo at the University of Minnesota aimed to look at what the cumulative incidence of SVA is in breeding herds or adult animals and to characterize what that disease burden looks like.
What did the team look at? And why, how was the data collected, and from where, and to examine what?
This study took advantage of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Program participants, which is a SCHIC-funded program, and this group represents approximately 60% of the total U.S. sow herd, so a very robust sample size. The team looked at PCR results for SVA, in addition looked at the sample type submitted, as well as the premises location of farms that submitted samples.
What have been the key findings, and what is the significance of those findings?
This study was run between January of 2015 and December of 2024. And it looked at over 1,000 sows across the different sites per year. And what they evaluated was over 36,000 different samples that were submitted to various diagnostic labs over this time period and collected the PCR results. What they found is that the cumulative incidence across the 10 years was roughly 2.5%. And so not a huge incidence, but it's still a present in the sow herds. The other things noted was a seasonality to when cases were detected, with peak detections occurring between the months of July and December. And then lastly, there also appeared to be a regional impact of the diagnosis or the case findings, with the Midwest being more predominantly reflected in cases that were positive.
In terms of response, what does this suggest needs to be considered by animal health authorities and or regulators, as well as producers, and why?
This information is helpful because it can help inform response and preparedness strategies, not only for SVA, but potentially for foot and mouth disease viruses as well. So it's important to understand where the virus is, how widespread it is, and also to understand if there's things that can be done in different seasons, how can different control measures such as biosecurity be employed to help reduce transmission? And so all of these things are very important to be able to understand the epidemiology and transmission risks of this particular virus.
What do pork producers and veterinarians need to be keeping on top of, and how?
Again, this virus can look very, very similar to foot and mouth virus, and the only way to differentiate between the two is through a foreign animal disease investigation and diagnosis at a veterinary diagnostic lab. And so, with this information, it's very important for producers to know that and to take actions if they do identify similar lesions in their herd. But also, the information can help guide to potentially heightened biosecurity efforts during seasonal times when the virus may be more active. Also, knowing that certain parts of the country may have more activity and assess biosecurity and animal movements during that time.
What more needs to be learned and why?
Even though both seasonality and regionality were identified in this study, more information and extended investigation are still required to really pinpoint what is going on with these two different assessments and how is that occurring. In addition, this study really focused on breeding herds and did not impact or evaluate growing pigs. And so a very similar study would be warranted in growing pigs to be able to understand their disease burden and cumulative incidence.
How can anyone interested get more information?
This article, as well as the complete paper, can be found in the Schick August newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
To access this information and a lot of other information and disease reports, you can see this at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.